So, we can, man, those are bright spotlights. Pastor Stephen. Pastor Stephen's going to be my interpreter, I meant. And go ahead.
今天早上我们要用中文要同步翻译。
I just hope that he tells you what I tell you.
希望我翻译的都对。
Right, we just wanted to do this. We usually have it translated in that nice little booth over there.
我们通常翻译都在那个旁边小房间。
We have five interpreters, right? Translators.
我们总共有五位,
Actually, they can't be translators because I'm all over the place when I preach.
我的讲道很难翻译，因为我到处走。
So they have to become interpreters to try to figure out what I'm saying.
他们必须要, 非常耐心地跟我一步一步来翻译。
So before we get into the message, and we're going to talk about a new series that we're going to go into, we want to introduce, we've made some changes.
我们教会在这个职位上面有一些调整。
We checked Pastor Stephen's driver's license.
我们检查了一下我的这个驾照。
And we found out that he is impersonating a senior.
哦, it's hard.
I'm just being serious.
我们发觉说他的年龄不太对劲。
And so, actually, I've been really the board, and I've had it on my heart that we would have another pastor come and work with the seniors. And Pastor Stephen has got his whole ministry starting to change, and he's got a whole bunch of other responsibilities. So, Pastor Clinton Neal, would you please come up here?
我们为 Pastor Clinton 一个掌声。
Pastor Clinton. Pastor Clinton's been a pastor for a long time.
他已经做牧师非常多年。And
he's been ministering in our church for a long time.
他们在我们教会做服事也多年。And
so we just, and actually he's been pastoring, he's been a missionary over to Bowen Island.
他在温哥华旁边一个半岛上面曾经做服事多年。For
how many years now, Pastor Steve?
Chris? About 4 years now.
About 4 years.
Yeah.
差不多四年的时间。
And so he's very active in our church, very active with seniors' homes, and this guy's got a pastor's heart. And so we have brought him on our pastoral team, and he's going to minister to seniors and everyone else as well.
新的一年，这个 Pastor Clinton 他会成为我们年长者的牧师。
So before we let you go, we want you to stand down here. We want a whole bunch of people to come around, all the board members, other pastors, and just whoever can fit up here. Like,
我们现在要请一些我们教会的执事还有牧师来为 Pastor Clinton 来一起祷告。
Amen. And Simon is going to help him. So he's going to help him. Go for coffee and stuff like that. Yeah. Help them with the donuts, because you buy a dozen, you can't eat them yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, come on, there's got to be more people.
Thank you,
hey, Lord. Russ, good to see you, man. Come on up here. We can break up the church tradition here and get. Remember, we talked about, get loose. Come on in here. Just gather around them. There's lots of air here he can breathe. Yeah, come on up here. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father, we are so thankful that you are the giver of gifts.
Yes.
And we are trusted with those gifts. So we thank you right now for our brother Clinton.
And
the heart of a pastor that you've given him. And so we are so thankful that he is willing to serve you in this capacity.
谢谢你，他有这样服事的心。
In Richmond Pentecostal Church.
在我们教会。
So we just ask that you would just anoint all that he does.
愿你恩膏他。
Give him wisdom and strength and insight.
给他智慧力量。
That he would be effective for your kingdom.
他会很有效率的来服侍你。
And that as part of the team, we would be able to reach Richmond.
我们能够来服侍 Richmond.
And we'd be able to reach our nation, Canada.
我们能够服侍加拿大。
Our continent, the North America.
我们能够在加拿大这个整个岛屿上面服侍。
And that we would be able to go into the world.
到全世界。
And touch people with your name, Jesus.
奉你的名来传福音。
So we give you praise and we thank you.
谢谢你。
In your name, Jesus, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Blessings, Lord.
Bless you.
Blessings, Lord. Blessings, Lord.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Very good. Very good. Praise the Lord.
Good stuff. All right. What else have I got in my notes here? Oh, yeah, missions. We are going to step out in faith. We've decided this as a board. We've talked about lots about missions. God has blessed us already with a heart for missions. We believe that missions is the lifeblood of the church.
我们相信在我们教会相信这个宣教是我们非常重要的一部分。
And sometimes I keep forgetting you're here, so just tap me like the other interrupters do and say, it's my turn. So in our missions, we give about $4,700 to missions per month.
我们一个月要给47,000块在宣教的费用上面。
And you see in your bulletin that we've actually met that every month, like within the first 2 weeks.
那我们在每一个月头两个礼拜，我们就可以满足这样的需要。
So that tells me two things.
这个告诉我们两件事。
Tells me you love missions.
你喜欢宣教。
And our budget's too small.
那我们虽然有这么多的经费，但是我们却没有足够的事工。
So we have decided to double our missions giving this coming year. All right?
所以我们决定要加倍的来做宣教的服事。
And we've got some people together to develop a missions committee. I don't like the word committee, but we'll leave it. Missions team.
那我们要成立一个宣教委员会。
And so what we're going to do after the week of prayer is we're going to have a focus on who are we going to support and how long are we going to support them and where are we going to go.
所以我们就要来开一个会，表达我们有多少经费，我们要去哪里，我们要做什么服事。
And so, as of January 1st, 1953, that was a significant year for, maybe not for you, but for me it was really, 2016.
所以在2016年，不是
1995年。I feel bad because I walked over shaking hands and I couldn't find out where I was sitting. Church is so large.
我刚才因为我们教会太大了，所以我找不到坐的地方。
Now I can't remember what the date is.
我不记不得那个日期是什么时候。
So anyways, we're going to start and we're going to present a missions offering of $9,400 a month.
所以我们现在要有45,000块每一个月的经费。
Because I know that when you give to missions, God blesses this church and we become a warehouse.
我们如果很有慷慨的去做宣教的奉献，然后去做宣教，我们相信神也会恩待我们。
And we'll be able to give more.
我们就必定能够为神做更多的事。
And just to remind you, we've been given a large amount of money over so many months to give towards missions as well.
所以我要大家了解，我们这几个月神非常恩待我们，大家非常慷慨的奉献。
So, and right now I'd like just personally thank you for all the giving that you do in this church.
非常感谢大家对宣教所做的奉献。
Not just in your finances,
不仅是在财力上面,
but in your time, your care, your time of ministry.
而且是在大家的这个奉献服事上面所做的贡献。
This is a beautiful group of people.
大家是非常美丽的一群弟兄姐妹。
And Elaine and I are blessed to be here.
我跟我的太太非常被神恩待，能够在这里服侍。
And we'll be here on January the 15th. Will be our first year. Can you imagine? Like, wow.
我们的 pastor 在今一月的时候才服侍满一周年。
So, I wanna preach this morning on a new series.
我今天早晨要有一个新的题目。
And if you have the slides up there, we'll just kind of it's called regifting.
今天早上我们要分享一个题目叫做再送礼物。
Really timely, isn't it? Because some of us received.Christmas presents already that we've regifted or they're ready to be regifted.
我们有收到礼物，那我们也再把礼物送给别人。
Right? You just like, oh, that's nice. You know how you do it? You go, that's nice. You know, and you're thinking, I wonder who I can get rid of this to. I can't give it to the thrift store here. I'll need to send it to Alberta so that they don't find it over there.
我们可以把它送到另外一个省，所以我们其他的人在这个二手商店找不到这个礼物。
So what really regifting is the definition that we know is it's to give a gift one has received to someone else.
这个定义呢，就 regifting 就是说把礼物的再赠送，就是说你收到然后就送给人家。
So you know those real bad things, and I have a few of them here. All right.The first one is, can you imagine a fruitcake sweater?
这个有一个这个毛衣上面绣的是水果蛋糕的一个毛衣。
You'd really have to love the people that gave you that fruitcake sweater to wear it.
应该很感谢送你这件毛衣的这个人。
I'm sure they paid that guy.
我们相信。他有为这个人付钱，付薪水来做这个展示。
Here's another one. We all get socks, right?
我们每个人都有袜子，接受到袜子。
This sock has sweaters on it.
这个袜子上面还绣一些什么很漂亮的图案。
Maybe they only got lucky and only got one, but I think they got a pair.
但是我相信他有另外一只。
That's it? I don't know Mandarin, so I guess that's it.This other one's really quite interesting. It's called the empty book.
另外一个就是空的书。
And you can order it on Amazon.
你可以这个在 Amazon 这个这个网站上面 order 这个。
And there's nothing in it.
没有任何东西。
And it's like $1.39. So you can have an e-book with nothing in it.
这个书看起来好像有，其实什么都没有，只有一块多钱就可以。
And this is for the guys. This next one, it's a bacon wallet.
为了男生预备的。
这个是一个 bacon wallet.
这个是一个皮夹，那个皮夹上面画印的是这个 bacon.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did you get what you wanted to get for Christmas?
所以你有没有收到你想要的圣诞礼物呢？
Okay, there should be something coming up there quickly. How did that get there?
这个礼物你想要吗？
Yeah, I just saw that. Well, look at that. It's a Ford pickup. F-150, 4x4, 2000. Anyways, no, I didn't get that for Christmas.
这个不是我收到的圣诞礼物。
And probably won't get it for any other Christmases either. But I like playing with that. That's fun.
这个礼物是非常好，我相信我们很难收到这样的礼物。
Okay, so those are the kind of you know gifts that maybe you don't want or you really don't have a use for, and then there's the gifts that you really wanted, and most of you are probably disappointed because you never got those. Get over it. Next Christmas, maybe you will. Go ahead.
这个
I keep forgetting you're here. Not that you're not important.
这个礼物虽然很棒，但是我们通常应该不会接触到这么好的礼物。
So here's some gifts that I'm pretty sure you won't want to give away. You'd probably just want maybe to get, maybe just sell them even. Here's five of the most expensive gifts. At least I picked five out of this big list. So these are gold shoelaces.
$19,000
US.
这个多少钱呢? 大家可以看上面的这个美金, 19,000块。
But before you get upset about that price, think you're getting two of them.
这个礼物呢, 是一双, 所以有两条。
Okay, this might be a little bit hard for you to see. There's actually three pictures here. There's a shaving razor, all right?
这个是呢, 刮胡刀。
And it is $100,000 US.
这个多少钱呢? 这个是10万块美金的一个刮胡刀。
That beats the Bic razor for like 39 cents, doesn't it?
一般很便宜的这个叫39圣就可以买一个刮胡刀，可这个呢是这个几百几十万倍。
If I had a razor like that,
如果我有一个这样的刮胡刀,
I would shave 9 times a day just to make it worth it.
那我一天可能会刮9次胡子，因为这样很珍贵的刮胡刀。
Then there's sunglasses. I don't have sunglasses myself.
这个就是太阳眼镜。
But there's, you can pick these up for a mere $385,609.
这个看得很清楚，就是38万3609块的太阳眼镜，不得了。
Why $609? Like, come on. If you're going to go for $383,000, why do you tag that on? I guess it makes a nice ring to it. I don't know.
为什么不是609块要这么多的钱呢? 可能就是有特别的造型。
I got photo gray. They cost me like $39 extra.
我的这个上面有一个特别的造型，所以多一点钱。
Then if you like, well, we live in Steveston here, so if you wanted to pick something up nice for the family, this is called a giga yacht.
这个是呢巨大的一个游轮。
$485,000 US.
4,850,000的一个游轮打造的游轮。
But you could rent it if you don't have that kind of money right handy. You could rent it for like for $2 million a week.
如果你需要租用的话，那一个礼拜呢就是200万。
And we're going to talk to the board maybe about having a board pastor retreat on that.
或许我们牧师跟这个我们教会的执事要去做一个旅游呢，这个我们就用租用这样子的游轮。
But I looked at the budget and we can only stay there 4 minutes.
我看一下我们的预算呢，可能我们只能跟在上面待4分钟的时间。
And so here's the most expensive gift given to this date.
但是
it's a bronze sculpture.
大家要注意呢，最珍贵的礼物是下面这一项，是一个青铜器打造的一个小人儿。
14 billion with the B.
是这个是多少呢？ 14亿
Isn't that crazy? Like, and I think they left it in the oven too long by the looks of it to me. But I'm not really an art, you know, critic. Well, maybe I'm a critic, but anyways, those are, can you imagine somebody giving you a 14 billion? That baby would be on eBay right now for me if they gave it to me.
对不起，刚才应该是说140亿，这个如果是在eBay上面，那这个非常了不起。
I don't think I'd sell it on eBay. I probably, anyways. Those are the gifts, but those gifts are not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the most valuable gift that we have through Jesus Christ.
那我们最珍贵的礼物就是我们的主耶稣基督，他自己成为我们的礼物。
So here's what God's idea of regifting is. It's quite different from ours.
那神的心意给我们的礼物呢，跟我们自己所给的礼物有点不同。
He gives us the very best gifts and allows us to keep them within ourselves.
那他给我们的恩赐跟给我们的礼物呢，我们可以保在我们自己的身上。
While at the same time sharing them with others.
虽然我们有神给我们的礼物，但是我们同时间，我们也可以把它分享给别人。
You see, we have these gifts that God has given us because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And He wants us to share them with others.
因为他给我们这样好的礼物，他也希望我们可以分享给我们周遭的人。
And so there's no reason to keep these gifts to yourself because when you give them away, you still have them.
但是我们当我们把神给我们的礼物给出去的时候，其实我们自己还是拥有这样的礼物。
And the most precious gift is salvation.
最珍贵的礼物就是我们的救恩。
See, Jesus came, and we celebrate that He died on the cross for our sins.
所以耶稣基督他为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，这个就是我们人生最大从神来的礼物。
And then it says in the scriptures,
那在圣经上面这样说
，that He trusts us in these earthen vessels.
他愿意这个相信我们，给我们这样子的礼物。
With this treasure, the good news.
给我们这样好的消息。
So in Hebrews 2, 3 to 5, it says this.
希伯来书二章三到五节这样说。
So go ahead and read that.
希伯来书二章三到五节里面说，这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
You're really good at that. It says in Hebrews 3 or chapter 2, it says this salvation which was first announced by the Lord. And if you've been to anything this past week, you've heard the announcement. And we had a real angel here.I mean, this guy was bright and sharp, and he came and he talked to a whole crowd of us that were gathered about this whole message.
上个礼拜我们在庆祝圣诞夜的时候，我们看见了有一位天使在的台上。虽然他是演戏，但是所表现出来神的荣耀就荣光就借着他的身上来显在观众的面前。
That was beautiful.
非常美丽。
And powerful.
非常有力量。
Because I.Personally, was able to introduce one person to Jesus.
在那天晚上，我带领一个人信耶稣。
And that applause is for Christ. I was just honored to be there.
那我真的是享受了神当时在当中的荣耀。
That's what it's all about. That's the why we exist.
这就是为什么我们今天在这里这个教会聚集。
So God has also testified to it by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will. So God has given us gifts besides salvation.
神除了给我们救恩、拯救我们以外，也将许许多多的恩赐放在我们的身上。
And so we're going to go through a whole series of the gifts of the Spirit.
所以我们在接下来几个礼拜，我们就会讲到圣灵给我们的恩赐。
Because every one of you that knows Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is gifted.
所以我们每一个人接受耶稣基督救恩的时候，我们就已经有了神给我们的礼物。
And some of those gifts, you'll be able to do signs and wonders and various miracles.
借着神给我们的恩赐，我们可以在神面前行神迹奇事跟百般的异能。
Have any of you been in that area of ministry where not maybe?And sometimes when I say ministry, I think, well, you know, the paid staff, the pastor, the person with the title. I'm talking about the body of Christ. This is what we're talking about.
我们常常说神迹奇事异能好像都是借着牧师来彰显的。但是我今天早上要讲的是借着每一位弟兄姐妹都彰显神迹奇事异能。
Every one of you has a gift.
每一个人都有神给的礼物。
And hopefully I can introduce you to your gift.
那希望我可以让大家都知道你在神面前神给你的礼物是啥
or encourage you in your gift
或是鼓励大家这是神给你的礼物
or even hopefully give you opportunity in your gift to minister
或是给你有机会来服侍彰显神在你身上的恩赐
See, I believe that we have a church here that sometimes we have as many as 500 people gather in Sunday morning
礼拜天的早上，我们有些时候会有差不多五百多个人聚会。
So we probably have a church that probably is around 600 to 650 people.
所以我们差不多最多大概六百人。
So think about this: if you have 650 people that are all moving in their gifts,
所以如果我们有六百五十位弟兄姐妹同时在服侍，用他的恩赐在服侍的时候。
We could impact the world that we live in.
所以我们可以对这个世界造成多大的影响力。
And really by presenting Jesus Christ into people's lives.
我们就真的能够将耶稣基督给我们的恩赐跟他给我们的荣耀彰显在这个社区当中。
So here's my missions vision.
这个是我的意向。
And what I would love to see is that we have on our website.
在我们的网站当中。
We have Richmond Pentecostal Church in Richmond by the airport.
我们上面写的是我们教会的名字跟我们在机场的旁边。
And then you're able to kind of roll back a bit and find out not everybody's address, but everybody's postal code, where you live.
所以你可以从那个地图当中可以找到你自己所在的邮地区码。
And then you have another bit of information about postal code where everybody works that attends this church.
所以可以找到 ，excuse me。可以找到，就是说，我们教会有不同的在不同地方工作的人，他们所在地的邮地区码是什么
？So when you were able to look at that, you'd say maybe blue dots where people live and green dots where people work.
所以绿色的点呢，就是你们所住的地方；蓝色的点呢，就是你们工作的地方。
And you'd see where God has strategically placed us.
所以神很奇妙的就把我们。用他的方法很奇妙的安排在各个不同的地点当中。
Because you're where you are because he placed you there.
你住的地方或是你工作的地方就是神很奇妙用他的旨意放的地方。
I think it looked pretty cool.
看得出来是非常的奇妙。
Then there would be some more information you could push a link and you'd find out where we have in the past or where our missionaries are around the world. So you'd have a picture of the globe.
所以上面刚才说的是他的意向，就是说他，我们也放说我们教会所差派的宣教士在全世界各地，在全世界的就地图上面的某一个点上。
So we'll be able to know where our missionaries that are on the field that we're supporting are.
所以我们看到不同的点的时候，我们就知道我们教会在各个世界不同的角落来支持这些宣教士。
And then we'd have that maybe they'd be orange buttons. I don't even know. Little pinpoints. There'd be orange.And then there may be yellow or red that says, these are the places that we've already been ministering all over the world from Richmond Pentecostal Church over the years.
那或许我们可以在地图上面放一些橘色或是红色的点呢，这些点代表呢，就是我们过去已经有服侍过的，神借着我们来服侍过的区域。
And then we would have another color, purple maybe,of the country that you're from and the family that you have back in that country.
或许我们有一个紫色的点呢，就是代表各位从全世界，台湾、中国大陆、菲律宾各个不同的地方来的一个地方。
And then there'd be one more color that would say this is where we're going.
那或许另外一种颜色代表这个是我们的意向，我们将要去的地方。
Because I'm going to challenge you and encourage you to go.
那我会挑战大家。这个是大家的意向，要去，要出去宣教、传福音，在这个地方。
Because it changes your life when you go.
这个就是当你去做的时候，神也同时改变你的生命。
And it changes the missionary's life when you go and minister to them.
也同时改变你所在地去的地方人的生命。
So do you see how important it is that you know your gifts and are willing to work in them?
所以大家可以看得到，这个是多么的重要。我们在说再一次送礼的时候，当神给你礼物的时候，你也将它分享出去。这个在神的国度当中有多么的重要。
So we find the gifts in Ephesians, we find them in Romans, and we find them in 1 Corinthians.
所以我们在以弗所书、在罗马书、在哥林多书信里面，我们都看到这个礼物的重要。
And we'll go through and name those as we go through this series.
我们就会一个一个的恩赐来描述它。
So in Romans, it says this.
罗马书第十二章四到六节里面这样说。
So it says, for as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individual members of that of one another.
正如我们这许多人在基督里成为一身。互相联络做肢体也是如此。
having gifts that differ according to the grace given us.
按着我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
So he says, let us use them.
这边说的就是我们要用使用恩赐。
We received a lot of gifts this year. Thank you so much.
我本身接到非常多的礼，这今年接到非常多圣诞礼物。
But if we didn't use them, they wouldn't be much good.
那我们接到礼物的时候，我们要再来把它使用。
So we're very lucky, Elaine and I.
那我们非常的感谢你们送给我们的礼物。
Because we knew how to use every one of the gifts you gave us.
所以我们可以将你们送给我们的礼物，我们可以真正的来使用它。
I know how to use cookies.
我知道怎么样使用饼干。
Chocolates.
Chocolate.
Yeah. And all the other things that were such a blessing.
那这些礼物大家送给我们的，我们觉得非常的感恩。
And you can share those as well.
那当然，我们也可以这些礼物，我们也可以跟别人一起分享。
So when we look at it, we are a body. Can you imagine that? We are together. RPC, Richmond Pentecostal Church, is a body of believers together for a purpose.
所以我们这个教会，我们弟兄姐妹聚在一起，就是神很特别的旨意，让我们有一个特别的目的。
And the staff, the pastoral staff here are here for one purpose.
那我们的牧师也在这个地方聚在一起，也有一个特殊的目的。
To serve you.
就是要来服侍各位。
To equip you, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
装备大家。
But this body needs to function together. We need you, and you need us, but we need to become his body, his arms, his legs, his voice, his arms that embrace. We need to be that people.
我们就成为一个身体里面的肢体，我们就成为手，成为脚，成为头，不同的肢体在一起，成为神使用的器皿。
And in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the diversity of these gifts.
那哥林多前书十二章四到七节里面就讲到，在肢体里面有不同的用处。
So it says here, and I'll read it. It says, "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit."
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
So think about this: we will be moving in the same Spirit. There will be no conflict when we move in our gifts.
当我们在因着圣灵的恩赐给我们的恩赐在一起的时候，我们就没有你我的分别。
And there are a variety of services.But the same Lord.
但是执事也有分别，主却是一位。
And so people, some people are up front here, like Pastor Stephen and I right now.
那不同恩赐就可以配搭在一起，就像我们现在两位配搭在一起一样。
And the worship team.
然后在我们后方的这个敬拜团，他们一起配搭。
And some people who are on the drama team sometimes.
啊，有一些时候戏剧表演的这个团体跟我们一起配搭。
But we also have people who clean up.
有一些人可能是做清洁的。
We have people who stack chairs.
有些人可能是挪椅子的。
We have people that do all sorts of different things. They bring food.
有些人可能是这个擅长煮饭，饭食的，会带食物来。
That's a very important gift.
那也是非常重要的恩赐。
And you do your gifting well, I'll tell you, for those who are in that gift.
那我们在当中有许多的这个厨艺很好，那这个也是神给你的恩赐。
And there are a variety, it says in verse 6, there are a variety of working, but it is the same God who inspires them in everyone.
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
And sometimes we forget that somebody who maybe isn't in the limelight or connected in the church in their ministry isn't really in the ministry and not using their gifts.
有些时候，有些弟兄姐妹可能离这个，也许这个离教会的距离远一点点，没有适当的运用他在教会的恩赐。
But if you're working outside the church, any company, or you have your own business, or if you work for some other organization, you are in full-time ministry.
那大家如果在工作职场当中，那我相信是全心全意的在职场当中被使用。
Because I don't believe in there's a secular calling and a spiritual calling.
我相信在神的呼召里面，没有所谓属灵的呼召，还有属世的呼召。
So it gets pretty interesting in what people do in their jobs for Jesus.
所以我们为着耶稣的缘故，在不同的工作场合也是被神使用。
I had a guy that worked in the liquor store. He was a liquor store manager in our church.
我们的教会有一位弟兄是在这个卖酒的店工作。
I bet your theology is just going all over the map right now.
所以我们可能对他有一些问题。
Mine was.
我就会有一些疑问。
And so I used to go visit him in the liquor store.
我就拜访这位弟兄，以前我拜访在酒厂，就酒店拜访这个弟兄。
And I didn't have any coffee royal, I just had coffee.
我在那里就跟他喝一个咖啡而已。
So, but he was reaching people. Can you imagine, like, there you are. I don't know the background, but I know that he had a solid walk with Jesus, that he wasn't an alcoholic, and that he was ministering to those staff who never come to church.
那这一位虽然他在卖酒的店工作，他在那里为着主来传福音。
So maybe sometimes you don't think you're as spiritual as somebody who has a church position.
那有些时候我们或许认为有些弟兄姐妹他还没有在教会里面服侍。
That's not true.
那这不是正确的。
Because every one of you who has a gift and called to minister with that gift.
所以我们即使没有在教会里面服侍，神也将我们摆在不同的工作职场当中，为主做工，为主传福音。
We'll bring glory to God.
我们就将荣耀带给神，在各个地方。
Now I'm not giving you license to go hire, you know, get an application for the liquor store.
所以，我不是说建议大家都要在酒卖酒的地方工作。
But please understand.
这样请了解。
God has got you where you are.
神非常奇妙地将各位放在不同的工作岗位当中。
Because His presence is there.
因为重要的是神自己就在那里彰显。
And you get to bring Him into every conversation.
所以当你在工作场合跟别人有对话的时候，就将
Every transaction.
那在那边有任何一个工作的机会的时候。
Every coffee time.
有在休息的时候。
And you can touch people that the staff here and in other churches could never touch.
我们在这里的牧师工作的时间是比较多在教会里面，所以我们做不到的就是各位在职场当中你工作的场合的人分享福音，这个就是各位的机会。And
so the conclusion of this part in at least 1 Corinthians 12 is this.
所以我们的结论就是这个。
To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
所以第七节，哥林多前书这个第七节，圣灵显在个人身上，就是给个人的恩赐，是叫别人得益处。So
what is the common good?
所以这个益处是什么呢？
It says in Matthew 18, Matthew 28:18.
马太福音第28章18到20节。
And Jesus came to his disciples and said to them,
耶稣近前来对他的门徒说,
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And he lives inside of you.
他住在你的心里。
So what do you have?
所以你有什么呢?
You have all authority.
所以你有所有的权柄。
Isn't that great?
非常好。
And heaven and earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我们了。
So you got backup in heaven.
所以我们有神做我们的肩膀。
And you're going to be appreciative of that statement.
所以你可以来用这句话来做一个宣告。
Because we're going to talk about discerning of spirits and casting out spirits.
所以我们要用主的名来赶鬼。
And if you don't have backup in heaven,
你如果没有神的名来做你的后盾,
then you're going to get a beating.
所以你会被撒旦无情的来修理。
That's what it says in Acts 19 anyway.
这个是在使徒行传第19章里面说的。
But I tell you, you have backup in heaven.
那你在天上有神做你的后盾。
You have angels that are ministering to you right now.
所以有天使来做你的后盾。
And hopefully we'll see more into this whole realm of the Spirit, that God has a plan for you, and he's the one that anoints you, and he's the one that empowers you, because he has been given all authority in heaven and earth.
所以我们耶稣基督有所有天上地下的权柄，他也将这个权柄赐给我们，所以我们被神恩膏，可以去做神要我们去做的服事。
And so he says this, he says, go.
所以他说走去。
Therefore, and make disciples.
所以说我们要使万民做他的门徒。
Not church members.
不是教会的会员。
Not denominational members.
不是一个宗派的会员。
Disciples that follow Jesus Christ.
而是跟随主的门徒。
And that's my heart, is that we would build the kingdom of God, not our own kingdom.
所以我们不是在建立我们自己的国度或教会的国度，我们是建立主的国度。
And so make disciples of all nations, he says.
所以这个使万民做主的门徒。
You can almost do that here in Richmond.
所以你可以在 Richmond 这个地方，很明显我们可以做这个事。
Without going anywhere.
我们不用去到任何地方。
Because we have such a beautiful diversity of different nations gathered.
因为我们有不同的国家族裔聚集在这个城市。
But I still believe God wants us to go.
但是我还是相信，虽然我们有各个族裔，我还是相信我们还是要出去。
So we're not going to be a staying church.
我们不要是一滩死水。
We're going to be a going church.
我们是出去传福音的教会。
I love the idea.
我喜欢。
That we have the airport so close to us.
我很喜欢我们的机场跟我们很近。
And I'd love to, we have buses.
我们
And I would love to see us taking some new team out so that they could fly somewhere in the world.
所以我们可以差派宣教士出去飞到全世界各个地方。
And then picking some team up that just came back.
所以我们就是一个队一个队伍的差派出去，然后再回到我们的本土。
And they can tell us about what they did.
然后他们可以这个跟我们分享在全世界各地发生了什么样的事。
And other people get excited and want to go.
所以他们回来分享之后，主给他们的恩赐呢，他们会鼓励别人呢，更想出去外面传福音。
We just see God move all over the world right from this very spot.
所以我们就可以看到神要借着我们要为他做奇妙的大事。
And not neglecting our own community.
也不是我们要忽略这个社区，而我们是要为主做工。
And so he goes on and he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
为给他们施洗是归于父子圣灵的名。
I don't even know how many people have been baptized in this last year.
我不知道大家在做去年有多少人奉主的名受洗归入主的名下。
But we have the numbers, I didn't look them up.
我们可以去查一查。
And we're going to end the year with a baptismal service.
我们今年年底的这个聚会，我们也要结束在受洗。
Maybe if you haven't been baptized and you were kind of, for whatever reason, why don't you pray about it and then get a hold of us? Because that is a great way to end the year and bring the new one in.
我们今年年底，我们也希望弟兄姐妹，如果你有感动的话，你也可以祷告，希望在年底的聚会当中，你也可以受洗，加入教会，加入主的名下。
So I invite you to consider that, pray about that.
所以我邀请大家一起来祷告，有这样的感动就可以加入。
So we need to baptize people. Well, we may do that in the mission field.
所以我们可能在我们的宣教工厂里面，我们也为着主的名的缘故为你施洗。
Or you might do it here in a baptismal tank.
或是我们在自己的教会，在上面的受洗台。
Or you might do in a cattle trough, right, Dave?
所以我们会在车子里面。
I've done that. I baptized somebody in a cattle trough.
我们也在一个车子的后面就给人家受洗。
There's some people that get baptized and they have to chop the ice away to get into the lake.
所以我在冬天的时候为人家受洗，在一个湖里面，那个湖因为结冰，所以还要把它打那个冰，要破冰了以后才受洗。
That's commitment.
这个就是神的命令。
So we're going to see more and more of people giving their lives to Christ and then laying their lives down and rising up with him through the waters of baptism.
所以我们要看见许多的人 顺服受洗归入主的名下，然后他们身上有神迹奇事随着他们。
And I'm not too concerned about numbers.
我并不是非常在意有多少人受洗。
I'm just concerned about individuals finding Jesus.
我就是希望大家能够在受洗当中能够找到耶稣基督。
And then it says, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，你都要教训他们遵守。
So we need to teach it by giving them opportunity to learn, even in our services, in our Bible studies, and our home groups.
所以不仅是受洗，受洗了之后，或是受洗之前，都要继续的吩咐他们，要将主的教训来教导他们遵守。
And we need to model it more than anything.
所以我们需要一个正式的教导。
We need to be Christ-like.
我们必须要像耶稣基督的样式。
That's why Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
所以保罗也说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Don't ever follow Jim Caruso.
不要 follow 牧师。
Unless you see Jesus leading me.
就是说，我们牧师也是跟随着耶稣，所以我们怎么跟随耶稣？大家也看着我们身上的见证，也可以跟随。
And then he gets the glory.
那最后的得着荣耀的是神自己。
So in Ephesians chapter 4, we'll just wrap this up with this. There's a why. Why do we do this?
最后我们要问一个为什么？为什么我们要讲这个题目？以弗所书里面。
There's a purpose why we exist here as Richmond Pentecostal Church.
神让我们在这里有一个教会，它是有一个特别的目的。
And that's just what I talked about, going and teaching and baptizing.
这个就是去，然后教导，然后为他们受洗。
So in this portion of scripture, it says in verse 11, and his gifts were that some should be apostles.
他所赐的有使徒。
Some prophets,
有先知,
some evangelists,
有传福音的,
some pastors,
有牧师,
and some teachers,
和教师。
Sometimes it's pastors, teachers, and I teach it as five different ministries. Some people teach it as four, but we'll teach it as five from here.
那我们这个是五重执事，在教会里面的五重执事。
And this is the mandate why we even exist in these gifts.
这个就是教会里面一般来说有这样子的五重执事在教会里面服事。
To equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ.
目的是什么呢？有这些执事的牧师啊、教师啊，是为了要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
We have more than, I think now we have 5-6 pastors on our staff.
那我们现在是有六位牧师在我们的教会当中。
But I suspect we have probably 30 pastors or more in this church.
但是我相信我们教会有差不多超过30位的牧师在教会当中。
We have apostles in this church.
我们也有使徒。
Who are missionaries or sent ones.
是这个在外面服事的宣教士。
We have evangelists in this church.
我们也有传福音的执事。
And we have teachers.
我们也有教师。
Who did I miss?Pastors.
牧师
Good thing you're here. But I think one thing we've done in the church that is kind of confusing.
那有些时候我们对一些事情不太明了。
That before we recognize any of these gifts, they have to stand behind here and be called pastor.
所以我们在这服事以前，我们必须要站在这里成为牧师。
And I don't think that's correct because...Not all pastors are evangelists.
那不是每一位牧师都是传福音的。
And not all evangelists are pastors.
那不是每一位传福音的都是牧师。
And it goes on like that.
所以等等等等。
So in verse 13 it says, until we attain, this is the whole purpose to equip the church, until we attain to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Unity and faith.
合一跟信心。
Knowing God.
知道认识神。
And then to mature manhood or womanhood, personhood, I guess is what we'd say today.
可以成全圣徒。
To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
各尽其职建立基督的身体。
Not the fullness of our talents and our charisma and all the things that we can do out of the natural which God's gifted us with, but that we would come to the fullness of Jesus Christ inside of us.
不是我们能够有多成熟，或是我们多有能力，而是能够在基督里面成全他，成全来建立基督的身体，这个才重要。
And in verse 14 it says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro.
所以我们不再被这个世界的风随风的摇动摇来摇去。
God wants us to mature.
神要我们在基督里面渐渐的成熟。
I remember when I was first a Christian.
当我一成为基督徒的时候。
And I get challenged by people who would knock on my door, people who I worked with.
所以我被人家挑战。
As a brand new Christian.
所以我当时刚刚成为基督徒的时候，别人来挑战我。
And I'd feel like I couldn't go any further with them.
所以我觉得我好像往没办法往前走。
So then I'd say, let me call my pastor.
那我就他们问我的问题，我答不出来，我就告诉他们说我会打电话给我的牧师。
But I was learning.
但是我正在学习。
And we need to go to the place that God helps us to mature, so that we not necessarily have to call our pastor, but we can let the Holy Spirit work through us.
所以我们有些时候如果没有打电话给牧师的时候，我们自己慢慢的成熟，我们会去面对很多生活当中的很多的事情。
And we don't want to be carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men and their craftiness and deceit for wiles.
所以我们不再成为像属灵的孩子一样被这个世界各样的教义或是教导摇来摇去。
So what it is we have lots of different theologies and lots of different doctrines out there, and some of it sounds so good. But I'll tell you, if it doesn't line up with this, it is incorrect. It's a lie.
所以我们有许多世界各种不同的教义，各种不同的宗教异端极端在那里。但是如果我们所传的福音没有在这本圣经的里面呢，这一切都是不合神心意的。
And this is a beautiful book.
这个是非常美的一本书。
And it's an encouraging book.
也是鼓励我们的一本书。
But it's also a life-changing book.
但是确实也是一本改变人生命的书。
Because it points out sin.
这个是里面有讲到有关罪。
And the Holy Spirit is the only one that can change sin.
那圣灵是唯一能够改变。
Actually, sin's pretty easy to deal with.
罪好像有些时候很容易去对付。
Just stop it.
就是就停止它。
That's easy to say, but not that easy to do. With the Holy Spirit, you can. Verse 15, it says, rather speaking the truth in love.
但是在爱心里说诚实话。
I get that mixed up. Sometimes I'm speaking the truth in love, or I love to speak the truth.
那我喜欢讲实话。
You know what I mean?
那
like you just want to set someone straight. Hallelujah.
我就喜欢跟大家说实话。
Because you're pretty spiritual.
那你很属灵吗？
That other person isn't.
那不是说你很属灵，别人不属灵。
So you forget all about the love, compassion, and empathy, and all that kind of stuff, and you just drive the truth home.
那你如果觉得你很，有些人觉得很属灵，那我就说实话，也不管到底有没有爱，有没有怜悯，就直接直捣黄龙，就告诉全，把全部的实话全盘托出。
And they always say, well, thanks a lot. I'm sure glad you set me straight.
那被说的人会觉得说，哦，我非常感谢你将所有爱心说诚实话的话都告诉了我。
No, they don't.
那他们会很感谢你吗？不会。
Never did Jesus.
但是只有耶稣可以这样做。
He talked to the religious people.
耶稣告诉了一些宗教人士。
With a lot of strength.
就是很直言的告诉他们。
But he talked to the sinners with lots of love.
但是耶稣对着罪人却是带着许多的怜悯。
So we need to speak the truth in love. We are to grow up in him in every way.
但是我们却必须也要在爱里面渐渐的成长。
Because he's the head.
因为他是我们的头。
From whom the whole body.
那由他来帮助我们整个教会。
Joined and knit together.
让我们骨节骨节骨髓相连
by every joint which is supplied,
所以在我们的需要当中它供应我们
When each part is working properly,
所以每一个身体，每一个教会的会员就在比较正常的方式来运作。
Makes bodily growth,
让我们这个教会来成长。
And builds itself up in love,
彼此在爱中渐渐的增长。
So if you are healthy,
如果你很健康的话，
you're going to reproduce.
如果你就会成长。
Biologically, that's the way it is.
在健康上面，你身体很健康，你就会成长。
Your personal spiritual growth is the same.
那我们属灵的成长也是一样。
If you are healthy in your relationship with God, and you're in a healthy church, and you're in a healthy place, and you're doing what God has called you to do, and you're excited about that, you're going to be very effective to the people around you.
如果您在属灵上面，在教会当中。您的属灵非常的健康，那我们教会彼此也非常的健康的成长的时候，这样子我们的属灵就会彼此激励，彼此成长。
So if you're struggling with sin in your life,
如果大家在罪里面有一些的挣扎的时候，
then you're not even going to want to come to church probably.
那可能大家就不一定会想要来到教会。
Or you're going to be pretty miserable when you're here.
那您来到这里可能也会觉得不舒服。
And if you don't get along well in the church,
那如果大家彼此弟兄姐妹相处的关系有点摩擦的时候，
then you're not going to want to come to the church.
那你可能也不会想要来到教会。
And you're sure not going to want anybody to come to the church, so you're not going to lead anybody to Jesus.
因为你在教会里面可能也不会想要带领别人来信主。
I've been there, I know that.
我曾经有过这样的经历。
I had some problems, and more they're more my own problems of growing in God.
所以对我来说，对我的属灵的成长有许多的影响。
And so I had this problem with my church that I was attending. I wasn't a pastor at that time.
所以我当时是一位牧师，但是我跟这个教会的关系有一点摩擦。
And so I didn't really want to witness to anybody about Jesus.
我当时因为有问题，所以当然我不愿意向其他弟兄向其他的人传福音。
Because I didn't want them to get saved.
因为我不愿意让他们得救。
And then they'd want to come to my church.
然后他们要回到，他们要到我的教会来。
Does it make any sense to you?
这样大家可不可以了解我的想法
？It's pretty hard for them. It's a little confusing when you say.
但是非常很奇怪的想法。
I'll lead you to Jesus, but you go down to the street to the other church.
我要带领你信主，但是请你信主以后到其他教会聚会。
That's not healthy.
这个是不健康的。
So I know God's going to help us to grow in this, and I find this body of believers.
那我看见了大家在这个教会当中
awesomely warm and wonderful in Jesus.
那我看大家的成长还有彼此的关系是非常非常的好
And people feel welcome in this church.
那当新的朋友来到我们当中，也受到非常好的欢迎
And I brag this church up everywhere I go.
所以我即使到外面去的时候，我也向别人夸赞我们自己的教会。
Because of the love and acceptance that I sense.
因为就是爱跟受欢迎在这个教会当中。
And I know you have as well.
我知道你会这样做。
Could have the team come up. We'll just close. There's a.
这个时候我们要结束。
Pastor Stephen, you did an awesome job. Thank you.Let's just have a word of prayer, and then we're going to, we'll kind of, in a sense, don't run away yet. In a sense, we want you to stand and praise when the team gets ready here. And then if you have to go, you know, you're sure welcome to go. But if you need prayer, if you want to deal with something, if you want some encouragement, if you want us to just lay hands and agree with you on something, before you leave this, before you go out of those doors and into this new year,This is the time to do it. We're going to pray for you.
大家，我们现在在等一下在唱诗歌的时候，大家有需要的，特别在这个年终的时候，有一些人需要祷告，弟兄姐妹朋友们，你可以到前面来，我们可以为你来一起祷告。
So I'd like you to stand right now, and we're going to pray.
请大家起立，好不好？
And Pastor Stephen's going to pray this in Mandarin as well.
我也要用中文来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much.
天上的父神，我们向你赞美。
For your love,
因为你的爱。
For this family,
你为着这个教会。
And I pray, Lord,
我祷告
that if there's someone here,
如果今天早上有一些人
that your Holy Spirit has been speaking into their heart,
圣灵向他们说话
that they would just give themselves to you right now.
他们就将自己的生命交在你的手中。
That they would find that you love them more than anybody else has ever loved them.
他们会知道你爱他们超过一切的事情。
And they're not here by a coincidence. They're here by divine appointment.
他们在这里不是偶然的，而是主你自己吸引带领他们来到这里。
And there's others here that know you.
有一些朋友弟兄姐妹他们已经认识你。
But even maybe this last year, it's been really difficult for them.
但是去年可能对他们来说有一些困难。
And they're just kind of wondering where you are in their lives.
他们在挣扎。
Would you just refresh them and encourage them?
求你赐给他们力量，让他们能够被更新来跟随你。
Would you give them the gift of faith?
请求你将信心的礼物赐在他们的生命当中。
To believe that you're going to do something in their lives.
来相信你会为他们开路，为他们做一件新事来帮助他们。
So for those who don't know you, Jesus.
有一些人还没有认识耶稣基督。
I would like them to follow me in this prayer.
我要请求你这个时候用我说的话来一起来祷告。
And so for everyone that's listening,
那每一个人在听的时候，
we're gonna say this prayer together out loud.
那弟兄姐妹，你已经认识耶稣，也请求你跟我们一起来祷告。
And if it's the first time you've ever said this prayer,
如果你是第一次为向着主为有这个祷告，
say it from your heart to Jesus.
求你也是也请求你也是从心里面来说出来
and give him the best gift
来也将这个礼物呢也向他感谢
that you could ever give
你也可以成为传福音的使者
and also receive the best gift
也能够接受这样子的礼物
that you would ever receive
你就是世界上最棒的礼物
so follow me and say this prayer out loud everyone
请大家一起跟我祷告
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣
I thank you so much
我谢谢你
for your birth on this earth.
你降生
and you came
你来
to be our Savior,
成为我们的救主
to forgive us of our sins.
饶恕我们的罪
I pray right now
我现在祷告
that you would accept me
能够接受我
as I accept your gifts of salvation.
当我这个时候接受你成为我的救主
wash me of my sins.
洗净我的罪
and I receive you as my Savior.
我接受你成为我的救主
will you be my best friend as well?
求你也成为我最好的朋友
will you guide me
指引我
in this world?
在这个世界上面
and will you be my Lord?
也成为我的主
and I give up everything else that I've ever worshipped.
我也放弃所有我以前敬拜的偶像
and I'll put you on the throne.
我接受你在宝座上
Thank you for loving me.
谢谢你爱我
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just worship together. Thank you, Pastor Stephen.